Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to glue a top loop in Ableton Live 12 using groove pool tricks and a few clean mixing moves, specifically for drum and bass. Now, if you're new to DNB, the top loop is often the thing that gives the track its personality before the bass even comes in. It might be hats, shakers, a chopped break layer, or a ride pattern sitting up top. And the challenge is this: a lot of loops sound fine on their own, but once you put them into a real DNB groove, they can feel too straight, too stiff, or just kind of disconnected from the kick, snare, and bass. So the goal here is not to destroy the loop's energy. We're trying to make it belong in the pocket. We want it to breathe with the track, support the rhythm, and feel like it was meant to be there from the start. First, choose the right loop. For this kind of workflow, you want a loop with clear rhythmic information. Think hats, shakers, a light percussion loop, a chopped break top layer, or a ride texture. You do not want something that fights the snare, and you do not want a loop full of low-end clutter. In DNB, the kick, snare, and bass need room to hit hard. Drag your loop into an audio track in Ableton Live. Then check the warp settings. For most drum loops, a good starting point is Beats Warp Mode, with Preserve set to Transients. Keep the warping simple. Beginners often over-edit a loop before they even know whether the groove is good, so just get it lined up cleanly with your project tempo. Now listen to the loop with your kick and snare pattern. This part matters a lot. Don't just solo the loop and think, "Yeah, that sounds cool." Put it in context. Ask yourself, is this loop driving the groove, filling the gaps, or adding tension and motion? In rollers, it might need to sit back and glide. In jungle, it might need more bounce and irregularity. In darker neuro-influenced stuff, it may need to feel tighter and more precise. In liquid, maybe softer and more relaxed. Once the drum pattern is working, open up the groove pool. This is where the magic starts. Grab a few grooves from the browser and audition them against the loop. You're looking for subtle movement, not a total rhythmic disaster. For beginner-friendly DNB, start small. A swing feel somewhere around the mid-50s to high-50s can add a nice human push. If you need more obvious bounce, try a little higher. But be careful. If the loop starts sounding drunk instead of rolling, you've gone too far. Apply the groove to the loop, then listen again with the full drum pattern. This is really important. A groove that sounds amazing when soloed can feel too busy once the kick, snare, and bass are all in. In DNB, the kick and snare are the anchor. The top loop should support the pocket, not fight it. If it feels late, back off the groove amount. If it feels too stiff, add a little more swing. Start around 50% groove amount, then move up if the loop needs more character. Here is a useful mindset shift. Groove the loop to match the drums, not just to make the loop itself sound different. You want the hats to lean into the beat in a way that feels rolling. You want the loop to leave space for the snare hit. You want it to add forward motion without stepping on the bassline rhythm. After that, clean up the loop with EQ8. Top loops in DNB often bring along low mids or low frequencies that don't really belong there. A good starting move is to high pass around 120 to 200 Hz. If the loop is already thin, keep it more conservative. Then listen for mud around 250 to 500 Hz. If it feels boxy or cloudy, make a gentle cut there. If the hats get too sharp or spitty, tame some of the high end around 6 to 10 kHz. You do not need to overdo the EQ. Usually, broad and gentle moves work best. The idea is to create space for the kick, snare, and bass, not to make the loop sound surgical. Next, add a little glue. You can use drum bus or glue compressor, depending on what the loop needs. Drum bus is great if you want a little more punch, density, or grit. Try just a small amount of drive, and be careful with transient so you don't make the hats too sharp. Keep boom off or very low, because this is a top loop. You're not trying to add low-end weight here. If you prefer glue compressor, use a light touch, a ratio of 2 to 1 or 4 to 1. A medium attack, and only a little gain reduction is enough. Maybe 1 to 3 dB, tops. The goal is cohesion. You want the loop to feel like one performance, not a bunch of separate hits flapping around. Now let's talk stereo. This matters more than beginners think. Top loops can sound exciting when they're wide, but too much width can blur the drop, especially when your bassline gets busy. Use utility to check the stereo image. If the loop feels too wide or facey, bring the width down a bit. Also test it in mono. If the loop falls apart in mono, that's a red flag. In DNB, the center needs to stay strong, because the bass and snare need to hit with authority. A really good habit is this: keep the main loop stable and clear, then use width for accents or special moments instead of letting everything be huge all the time. Now comes the arrangement part, And this is where the loop stops feeling static. Don't keep the exact same groove from start to finish. DNB thrives on tension and release. You can automate the groove intensity, so the loop feels tighter in the intro, and a little more alive in the drop. You can open up the high-pass filter in breakdowns to thin it out, then bring the body back when the drop lands. You can lower the volume or width before a fill, then let the re-entry hit harder. That movement makes the track feel intentional. It keeps the listener engaged. A really practical arrangement idea is this. Use a filtered, lighter version of the loop in the intro. In the first drop, bring in the full groove. In the middle of the drop, maybe tighten it slightly for contrast. In the breakdown, thin it out again. Then in the final drop, give it a little more drive or a second layer if you want that extra lift. And here's an extra coach tip. Think in layers, not just one loop. Sometimes the best result comes from splitting the job into two parts. One layer can stay steady, like a shaker or hat bed. Another layer can handle the bounce or chopped accents. That keeps the groove lively without making the whole thing too crowded. Also, don't be afraid of a little roughness. In DNB, a top loop does not have to be perfectly aligned on every single transient. In fact, a tiny bit of unevenness can make it feel more human and more powerful. If everything is too perfect, the loop can lose personality. If you want to go a step further, try resampling the grooved loop. Record it to audio, then process the new audio with a Q8 and drum bus. That can give you a more textured, broken, almost jungle-adjacent feel. You can also duplicate the loop and slightly offset one copy, or create a ghost version that's filtered and quieter behind the main one. Those little tricks can add depth without clutter. So to recap the workflow, choose a strong top loop, warp it cleanly, apply a subtle groove pool setting, check it in context with the drums and bass, clean up the low end with a Q8, add light glue with drum bus or glue compressor, keep mono compatibility in mind, and automate the loop over the arrangement so it evolves. If your top loop grooves with the bass and drums, the whole track feels more alive, more professional, and way more like a proper DNB record. Now it's your turn. Load up a 1-bar or 2-bar top loop, set your project around 170 to 174 BPM, build a simple kick and snare underneath it, and test 3 different grooves in context. Keep it subtle, keep it clean, and listen for that pocket. That's where the Reval bounce lives.